Hi, my name is Steve Warren, and I want to welcome you to this podcast. I'm believing today you'll be filled with faith, you'll be energized by hope, and you'll feel loved as this message seeks to transform and empower your life. God bless you as you listen to this.
Everyone here, if we're going to make it in the faith, we've got to have great friends. We've got to do life with people. And it's a joy to do life with Pastor Steve and Lisby. And we appreciate them so much. So come on, let's give it up for your pastors. This one thing I hold against them is that they haven't been to New Zealand for a long time. And so come on, can you encourage your pastor right now and say, come on, New Zealand. You know, our country is named after your country. I think there's a responsibility. Responsibility to come out and see how we've done. Amen. All right, I got a picture of our city of Auckland. Who's ever been to Auckland? So good that you've been there. Any Kiwis in the house? All right, one. Come on, let's give it up for this lady right here. Woo! You got to be nice to the Kiwis. And please come and visit us if you're in Auckland. But I want to share, this series is about stories that make history. And I want to share a couple of our stories as I start preaching. And in 2009, our next picture is of our big breakthrough. Before this, all our church owned was a bass amp and a drum kit. Like many churches, you're just trying to do your best to do each Sunday. But I've kept the bass amp. I'm going to keep it forever because it reminds us of where we've come from. And in 2009, our church just got in faith together, and we sowed in faith together, and God provided miraculously for us right in the city of Auckland. And I know for you guys, you're believing for a second building, and for us, we also took hold of a second building. And this building, the next one here in Monaco, comes with a great story. I saw it advertised in the paper one day, and something just spoke to me. It was like a witness that we have to buy this building. But we couldn't do it. And then it came back in the paper 8 months later. And I thought, this time, we're taking it. And inside, it looks all right on the outside, but on the inside, it was a real dump, a real work on. But here's the beautiful story. This is what we do in church, is we take things that are a bit broken down and we make them beautiful for the kingdom. So we did our best with this building, and we had working bees for weeks, and we made it look pretty great inside. And then we rented some of the parts of the building to create some income. And this is how God works. One of those tenants was a ministry that was looking after people that had kids, fathers in jail. And a few years back, when Prince Harry married Meghan Markle, the New Zealand government gave a present to them, which was scholarships for some of these kids. So when a few years back, when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle came to New Zealand, they only came to seven places in New Zealand, and one of them was to our building to give out these scholarships. Yeah, come on, let's... Woo! So I got an invitation from the palace in London to come to our own building in South Auckland to have an audience with royalty. And our Prime Minister was there, Harry and Meghan, and about 100 security. And as I was sitting in the meeting, I really understood that this is what we're doing in Vision Builders. We're not just creating a building for the Sunday service. We're creating a place where the presence of God can come and connect with people. And we got to host royalty in our building. But every Sunday, we get to host the King in our buildings. Amen? So I know some people are like not so pumped about buildings. But we've got to understand what we are doing by taking ground for the kingdom is such a spiritual event. It's showing God that we understand the power of the house of God. And here's our last big challenge for our church in Auckland. In our next picture here, this year we are stepping out and planting a church in the city of Phnom Penh, Cambodia. And so we have two locations in this nation of Cambodia. But we're going into the big city, a city of about 3 million people. And it's really lifting our church of Auckland, New Zealand, to believe in faith that we can go into this big Southeast Asian city and plant a church. And I want to encourage you in faith here today as you are taking some big steps in faith as a church. To be not afraid of what's ahead, but to be encouraged, to be stirred up and filled with faith for the dream. To take this big step on the property right here. And to buy your second building for one of your locations. And I want to just preach a quick word that's going to encourage us in faith today. And then I want to pray for us as a church. And pray for people here today that are wanting to take big steps of faith. So if you've got a Bible, turn with me to Luke 5 and verse 4. And I'm going to read it out and the team will put it up on the screen. Luke 5 and verse 4 says, "And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' And Simon answered, 'Master, we have toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets.' And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, 'Depart from me, For I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were there with him were astounded at the catch of fish that they had taken. An amazing scripture. And I want to talk about how we can develop as vision builders. Church, this thing is not going to work if it's just one or two of us, a small team. But we're going to see great things happen if we understand that we're all called to be builders of the vision. Can I get an amen here this morning? Vision builders is about building up the kingdom and taking ground. It's about looking outside of ourselves to help others and spread the gospel through good works. Without vision builders, the church can just become self-centered. We're looking after ourselves. But vision builders reminds us that we have a responsibility to Christ and to the gospel and to others. It lifts our lives as we come together to build something bigger than ourselves. I never thought in my life that I would be helping to start a church in a nation like Cambodia. Never. But when we start to catch the vision together that Christ has for humanity, it lifts us all to greater things. And I want to encourage your church because you've seen some amazing things happen. But I believe there is more for you. Come on, who believes there's more for this church? Come on, why don't we just thank God right now? There is more. So here's my encouragements for us. Number one, increase your faith. The scripture said, and when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And this is the call of God to us. That we would push out further in faith. That we would believe for big things. Christ is looking for some men and women in 2023 that are willing to push out into the deep. People that want to take it higher. We're not trying to do these things to impress people. We're wanting to do these things to honor our God. And he is wanting us to be people of big faith. You know, look at what has gone before us. Men and women of faith who have built the kingdom. You know, just the other day I was in the UK and I was meeting some friends and the halfway point was the city called Worcester. Never been there. The only thing I know about Worcester is the sauce. Do they have the sauce over here? Okay. Worcester sauce, all right? They have it in the UK. And everything they have in the UK, they just send it out to New Zealand and tell us we have to have it. So I said to the lady in the cafe, well, what's Worcester known for? And she said, the sauce and the cathedral. So I thought I better go look at this cathedral because I've already had the sauce. It's okay. It's all right. But I went to look at this cathedral. I got a picture. And it was a beautiful thing. Here it is. Not nice on the outside, but let me show you the next picture. I went inside this thing and it's just beautiful. Like, look at this, look at this. I'm going to get out of the way for a moment. Look at these ceilings, guys. I mean, we think we're big in faith. You know, we just paint our ceilings black. Ours is the same as yours, just black. Look at this thing. Look at these columns. And have we got the next shot? This crypt that was built. This crypt was built in 1085. And we went in there, and my friends were singers, and I was a singer, and we just started singing in there, and the acoustics in this crypt was insane. For over 1,000 years, people have been coming to worship the Lord and sing and praise. And just leave that picture up for a moment, because it all began with a guy called Wolfstan. He was the Bishop of Worcester. And in 1084, just like we're doing today, he had a vision of building something great for the kingdom of God. And you know what? We think our projects are massive. You know, it's going to take a couple of years. This cathedral took 400 years to build. Can you imagine building something that wouldn't even be a quarter finished in your lifetime? Come on, church, can we lift our vision? And I got to tell you, you say, what are we trying to build? I walked into this thing and I was so inspired as a pastor. Something they'd done over 1,000 years ago. They were playing the pipe organ in the cathedral, and it just reverberated around that building. I wonder if he knew 1,000 years later that people would still be worshiping and seeking God, and the theologian Kaufman said of this passage, every Christian in all churches still need this commandment to put out into the deep. And this word deep in the Greek is bathos, which makes sense, isn't it? It's like bath. And it means deep water. Fullness, abundance, the deep things of God. And God is looking for men and women that are willing to push into the deep, that are willing to go into the deep things of God. Come on, have we got some people here today that are willing to go into the deep things of God? Come on, why don't you just give them some praise right now? Say, Lord, we lift us, increase our faith. In Luke 17:5, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And come on, this Vision Builders campaign, allow that to be our prayer. God, increase our faith. Let us not be small-minded, but have a great vision for this city. That, as Pastor was saying before, that the streets of the city would be touched with the presence of God. You know, who's got a desire here to increase their faith? Give me a wave right now. Come on, let it happen this month. Will you let your faith grow for the sake of the gospel? Will you let down your nets again for another catch? Don't give up. Let's go again. Okay, my second encouragement is obedience is the key. The scripture said, and Simon answered, Master, we have toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets. You see, the disciples knew fishing. This was their business. Their wisdom was, there's no fish tonight. And we can often let our wisdom lead our lives. We can just follow our own thoughts and our own wisdom. But who knows this? God is not going to move on our wisdom. God is going to move on your obedience and faith. Amen? They were laboring all night for no result. And that can often be like our lives. We're doing good things, but it's not working. But the disciple says, but at your word. Obedience is the key. I find in the Western world in 2023, we're not great at obedience. But God asks us to come together, to stretch together, to obey Him together. God is looking for a generation that will obey Him and not argue with Him. Have you been arguing with God? God, why aren't you blessing me? Why aren't you doing what I'm doing? And I've learned as a pastor, if you want to be successful, don't ask God to do what you're doing. You do what He's doing. Because who knows, what He is doing is succeeding. The move of God is succeeding. The move of God is touching lives and building around the world. And we've all got to come back to that place of obedience. Isaiah 1 and verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The difference between our efforts and our efforts directed by God is massive. Okay, number three. Understand that God's way overflows with provision. The scripture says, and when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. You know, everything that Jesus touches overflows. Who are the fishermen here today? Give me a wave. It's a prestigious group. Come on, give me a wave if you're a fisherman. Or women, yeah, come on. Let's give it up for the fishermen here. And women. Okay, these people are going to know. Think about this. How many fish does it take to sink a boat? I've never heard of a boat. I've caught a lot of fish in my time. Never got close to sinking. What about you guys? This is what happened. This is the provision that God can bring to our lives, guys. Enough fish to sink two boats. Everything that Jesus touches overflows. The nets overflowed and nearly broke. The boats overflowed and nearly sunk. His pathway overflows with abundance. Can I ask you today, what are you focused on? The cost of living or the provision of God? So the temptation today is just to get focused on the cost of living. If you're thinking about the cost of living, you're not going to sow to the great vision that God has for His church. But if you're focused on the provision of God, you know there's always more than enough. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. You know, today, can you believe for God to supply in your life? Come on, who believes today that God can supply? Come on, why don't we just thank Him right now? God, we thank You for Your provision, for all that You're doing. The disciples saw this abundance, this revival of provision. It was a miracle. And I believe that God can do it again, a revival of provision. As I close, my fourth encouragement is catch the awe and wonder of the works of God. The disciples said, "Depart from me, from I'm a sinful man. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch." You see, they realized that they'd lacked faith. They were with Jesus, but they lacked faith. And it can be the same for us. We're in and around the presence of the Lord, but sometimes we can lack faith. And sometimes we just got to repent like the disciples and say, "God, I'm so sorry for doubting You, for having small faith." You know, let's be people of faith in 2023. Let's catch a bigger dream of what's possible. I think of that scripture that says, when Christ comes, will He find faith on the earth? Are we going to let the greatest works be in 1085 of Wolfstan that had a big dream of the kingdom? Or in 2023 in Amsterdam, in Auckland, in Phnom Penh City in Cambodia? Can we have some big dreams for the kingdom? Come on, can we have some big faith for what's possible, what God can do? And I want to encourage us to be awed again by the works of God. By what God can do when people believe. Let's come together this season to do something beautiful and wonderful for the kingdom of God. Here it is, in a self-centered generation. To build something bigger than ourselves. To build something not just for us, but for the others of Amsterdam. And for the glory of God. I believe it. Some people are going to come past, many people are going to come past this building one day and tell the stories of the works of faith. Somebody's going to tell somebody else, "You know what these people did? They built this big thing to glorify God and to reach their city." And it's going to cause faith in these people. I want to finish in this scripture. Isaiah 52:7 says, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" And everything we do is going to be a witness to the works of God. That in 2023, God is still moving. That in 2023, revivals of provision can still take place. You know what? This is who we are as C3. We're not gathered for ourselves. We're gathered for the kingdom cause. We gathered that our lives would be worship. That our story would be a testimony to the goodness of God. And I wonder across this room if we could all just stand together in the presence of the Lord. And just before anybody leaves or talks or texts, Can we just give a moment for the presence of the Lord? And I want to pray for us here in a moment. But I want to ask an important question right now. And that is, are you surrendered to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? And I wonder if there's people here that maybe you'd be honest enough to say, I'm away from God. I'm not surrendered to Him with all my heart and all my life. Or maybe I've lost my faith. And I need to get right with Him. In Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. So right here and right now, with every eye closed, if you're here and you need to get your life right with Jesus, or come back to God, I want you right now just to lift your hand. Yeah, God bless you. And another one over here. Praise God. Another one over here. Thank you so much. Is there anybody else? Just lift your hand that I could see it. Three people already. Yeah, God bless you. Another hand over here. Is there anybody else? Join these four people. Just give me a wave and say, here I am today. I believe God's going to make you a vision builder. God bless you. I see your hand over here. Another one here. Praise God. Is there anybody else? In a moment, we're going to pray just a mighty prayer with six people. Is there anybody else here today? Just give me a wave and say, today, I need to get right with Jesus. I'd love to pray for you. Is there one more? Just give me a wave. Say, that's me here today. I need to get right with Jesus. I've been away from God. But today, I believe He's wanting to put fresh vision inside of you. Mighty, mighty faith. Before we pray, is there anyone else? Just raise your hand. Raise it right up. Say, today, I want to get right with Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hey, well, we're going to pray this incredible prayer. We've had six people respond. Come on, why don't we just thank God right now. Amazing. And here it is. For all those six people, you just pray this prayer with all your heart. God's going to hear you today. And He's going to move on that faith. And for the rest of the church, come on, let's pray out loud and agree and just celebrate this moment. Pray these words after me. Dear Jesus, I come to you today. I surrender my life. I ask for forgiveness for trying to live my life without you. Today I repent. I turn back to you and I ask that you'd fill my life with faith, hope, and love. Help me to be a vision builder in my life. Help my life to bring you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's thank God right now. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, for those six people, here it is. I prayed this prayer in like 1986. Just about every strategy in the world doesn't work. Apart from prayer. And I was a broken teenager. So I believe in this prayer with all my heart. For those six people, just keep turning up to the house of God. Hopefully somebody's going to come and just bring your Bible, encourage you today. Help you get into a connect group. And I tell you what, as you keep walking with Him, God is going to build your life. And I believe all six of you, God is putting mission into you today. A heart for something bigger than what this world's got to offer. You know, just before we finish, we're going to sing a song of worship. And I want to invite some people to the altar right now just for prayer. But if you want to increase your faith today, you know, maybe there's all kinds of dreams, but you've got a big prayer in your heart today. Maybe it's a prayer for your family. A great prayer for a healing that needs to take place. Maybe you're wanting to buy a house in the city and it seems impossible. Maybe it's a prayer for your business. Or a prayer for ministry. I feel like some people in this room, God's calling you to ministry, to serve Him in a greater capacity. And in general, you just want to increase your faith. I want you just to come and stand right now. Just come and stand on the altar. We just want to pray for you. We want to pray for your faith. Just come from all over this place. Just come. Come and say like the disciples prayed, God, increase my faith. God, increase my faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you for listening today. I want to take a few more moments of your time because it may be today you realize that you need to get your relationship right with Jesus Christ. Maybe you've never asked Him into your life before. Or maybe for some reason you've been moving away from Him, and today I want to invite you to come back to Him. Or it may be that you're just not sure you're going to heaven. And so I want to lead you in a prayer right now, and I would really love for you to say this prayer with me. And then straight after this prayer, I would love you to do something for me. But hey, let's pray right now. Dear God, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you that He died for me. I ask that you would forgive me. I turn away from my past and I give you my life. Come and live in me. I thank you that today I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you prayed that prayer, today the Holy Spirit has done something in your life. And so I want you to tell us about it. I want you to email info@c3amsterdam.nl and let us know you've made this decision, and let us have your address, because I'd love to send you a book that will help you make this decision really strong and become a follower of Jesus. And we'll also be able to help you get planted in a church near you. God bless you.